listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06. We have Am I pronouncing your name right, Joe Goudea?
Govea.
Govea, sir.
Yeah.
Govea.
Yeah.
That's close. What I get for trying to type my own words. Joe Govea is here from Antelope Hills Golf Course. I know our listeners who haven't been there in a while want to know one thing right off the bat. What did the snow do to Antelope Hills Golf Course?
Well, it didn't do too much except close it for a while, obviously, because there was way too much snow out there, and if you had an orange golf ball, you might have been okay. But
yeah,
you know, okay. Of course, it would have sunk in the snow. Mm-hmm. They did open the course up last Saturday, and it's open full bore now, okay, as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they just, fortunately, not a lot of damage.
Yeah, and we're here. We'll be talking also to Carmen when she comes in from Prescott Area Shelter Services. Tell us about the event you guys are teaming up for next Saturday.
Okay, this is going to be the annual Leprechaun Charity Open Golf Tournament. It's open to everybody. And last year we held it on St. Patty's Day. And we had 240 players.
Wow.
Yeah. Both courses were used in both the North and South. And we ended up donating $8,200 to
smokes.
Prescott Area Shelter Services.
Pass. No wonder you're doing it again this year.
Well, you know, this is going to be our sixth year that we're donating. Okay, and to date we have donated over $16,000 to Pass.
Yeah. And what a great cause too.
Oh yeah. And fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, tell us some of the rules involved with the Leprechaun Charity Open.
Okay. What we're doing is it's a four-person scramble format. Okay. And it's open to everybody. All right. Men, women, whatever, children, if mm-hmm. they want to join in, it's for fun. It's for charity. We're going to start at 9 o'clock shotgun start. And then after that, we'll have lunch served. Okay. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, along with the side dishes. And in addition to that, we're going to have raffle prizes. And to date, I've gotten over $4,500 worth of raffle prizes. I'm not done yet though. You know, we still got another week. Okay.
Sure.
And so we're taking signups now. You just go to ahmgc.com, click on the leprechaun icon, mm-hmm. and it'll take you right to it. You'll see a little blurb about Pass, okay, and then as you scroll down, you'll see the flyer, and then as you go further down, you'll see the rules as well as the entry form, okay, and, of course, the format.
Right. Now, are you still taking sponsors to offer prizes?
Yes, we are, okay. In fact, Lamb Chevrolet is donating for hole-in-one contest on all 8 par threes, starting with cars, okay. They're going to be offering Cobra F7 graphite irons,
nice.
Okay, head-to-toe signature outfits, and a Yeti prize package worth $1,000.
Wow, how nice. Well, yeah. I was just out there at Lamb Friday talking to Ed Walsh because they had their big annual indoor car sale. So, you know, Ed and Lamb Chevrolet do so much for the community.
They do.
They really, really do. Well, Carmen, welcome. How are you?
Hi.
Great to see you again. We want
nice
to say hello
to
Katie also.
Yep.
We just brought Joe in a minute ago. We're talking about the Antelope Hills golf tournament to benefit Pass and all the money they've raised over the last 5 years. Tell us what that money raised means to Prescott Area Shelter Services.
It means a lot. These guys get out there and work really hard, have fun, but the money comes to the shelter, and we use it to operate all the daily costs that a shelter, you know, has mm-hmm. for up to 22 women and children every day. So it gets spendy. And not only are we offering the shelter and basic needs, but we have a lot of cool programs like the Transition Match Program.
So now, what is that?
Well, if a single lady saves up $500 while she's staying there, or a family saves up $1,000, we match those dollars directly. So we can help people get into permanent housing a little quicker. It's expensive. Affordable housing around here is tough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even for a cheap place like $700, if you have to put the deposit down in the first month and a security deposit, you might get up to $1,500 to $2,000 to get in. And that's pretty tough when you're just getting back on your feet.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, for our listeners who would like to take part in the Leprechaun Charity Open, how can they register?
What they do is go to our website, ahmgc.com, click on the leprechaun icon, and that'll take you right to the entry forms, along with the rules and regulations, along with the pairings, okay, and where you'll be starting as far as what tee you start on, okay, because it is a shotgun start. I would suggest, though, if you get the entry form, mail it in to me, and I pick it up at the post office. Get there a little bit early because it's a 9 o'clock shotgun, but there's a lot of people showing up, and around 7:30 is a good time to get there. That way you get checked in. Then you have an opportunity to buy some raffle. For $20, you get raffle tickets. You get mulligans. Those are always good.
I can always use that.
That's like cheating fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah,
you like
that. Yeah, that's good.
and then go get a chance to go warm up, okay, because you get range balls included. Mm-hmm. And like I said, afterwards, we do the luncheon. And, of course, right after that, we do the raffles, and we hand out prizes. And we hand out prizes for closest to the pin on all the par threes, okay, and of course, with that, you win a bottle of Irish whiskey.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
It leads to more mulligans, too.
Yeah.
We also have a little bonus in there where you could hit from a pro spot. In other words, take one of the longest par fours we have, which is like number 18 on the south and number 9 on the north. What you do, instead of teeing off from the tee box, you go to the 100-yard marker, drop one, hit onto the green, too. Now you're putting for birdie.
Oh, there you
go. Okay. And that adds up. So then we hand out prizes, $300 to the winning team for low gross as well as low net. And second place is $200 for the team, low gross and low net. Long drive for men and women on both golf courses.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, for the non-golfers in our audience who might want to tell their better halves about this, explain two terms for me, scramble and shotgun start.
Okay. Scramble is, for example, say we have four people. Okay. We all go out to the tee box. We all tee off. Okay. We go to the best location of a ball.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we all play from that position.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you continue that all the way to you hole out, okay? Now, a shotgun start is, okay, we got 240 people, right? You're assigned a hole. Some people start on one, some people start on 5, 8, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you start, okay? And then, of course, you finish on the hole, the last hole there. And then you come on in, and then we tally it all up, and then we have the drawings for raffle prizes, and we're over $4,500 in raffle prizes now.
Wow, that's awesome.
In a
that's
week.
Great.
So it adds up. It's a lot of fun. People have a blast. It lasts quite a while because, there's a lot of stuff going on with the lunches and the raffles and everything else, okay? And having it on two courses, it makes it a little bit quicker, okay? The year that we did it on one course before we went to two, it was like over a five-hour round, okay? And that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But now we split it up. We put the low handicap players on the north course and the higher handicap players on the south course.
There
a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And last year we finished in 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Not bad.
No.
And this is coming up, the date again on this?
The 16th, March 16th.
That'd be a week from Saturday, right?
A week from Saturday, yeah.
The long range weather forecast looks pretty good for that.
Yep.
But I'm sure when you guys saw that snow coming down a week and a half ago, you must have thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to be here last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
That Thursday. Just said, it wasn't worth it. It was, we had 22 inches at our house, okay?
Oh, so it's my goodness. Yeah. Hey, Carmen, let me ask you on the behalf of our listeners. We get occasional emails saying, I heard so-and-so guest from a nonprofit on your show. I can't take part in what they're doing, but I would like to help them. If one of our listeners, or more than one, hopefully, would like to write a check or would like to donate some everyday supplies, what kinds of things is PASS in need of?
Well, on a monthly basis, we go through a typical like household items, toilet paper, paper towels. We use a lot of disinfecting wipes. We try to keep stock stamps and computer paper for women mm-hmm. to use, envelopes, office supplies in general. And so, you know, shampoos, hair things, hair ties, that kind
everything
of thing.
Everything you'd use in your house, basically.
Everything, yeah. And then as far as sending in any money, that's always appreciated, too. It helps us, you know, do all of our programming.
Sure.
And you can get on our website at PrescottShelters.org, mm-hmm. and there's a donate button, and our address and everything's located there if anybody wants to mail something in.
Mm-hmm. And you've been involved now with PASS for how many years?
Since it opened.
And that was
back
how long
in 2008.
Holy smokes. What drew you to that originally?
I just have a heart for serving others, especially mm-hmm. women and children.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was a special ed teacher for 40 years, and I helped her do that a lot. And it just kind of led me into that social work arena.
My fiance was a special ed teacher for 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I commend everybody who does that. It's amazing work.
It takes a special person, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we are so grateful for all you do for the community, for women and children in the community. And Joe, thanks so much for having Antelope Hills Golf Course pitch in to team with PASS for this. It's a wonderful event. We hope a lot of people sign up for it. Once again, give us the registration information.
Okay. Again, it's Antelope Hills Men's Golf Club, AHMGC.com. Click on the icon. It'll be right on the front page. Okay. Mm-hmm. You click on that, and it takes you right to the information you need. Find the entry form, which is just scroll down a little bit, and then go from there. Mm-hmm. And fill it out. Send it in a check, mail it, and I go to the post office like every other day, mm-hmm. pick it up, and then I enter into the system. And then we're going to take registration all the way up till next Thursday,
mm-hmm.
okay, 2 days before. Because we do need Friday to make up all the cards and everything
else. Of course,
else. Yeah, so.
Sure.
There was something else that you had mentioned once before, Carmen, regarding the addition you guys are making.
Oh, yeah. We are hoping to expand above our community room, which would add two studio rooms and a bathroom to serve women with boys 12 and older. Because right now, 12 and older boys can't be in a women full of dorms. So, or a dorm full of women. I said that backwards. And so this will be a space to serve that population, and we're real excited for trying to get that done.
And give us the contact information for listeners who want to help Prescott Area Shelter Services.
PrescottShelters.org is our website, and all of our contact information is on that.
Very good. Carmen, Joe, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. I want you to stick around, our listeners, because we still have Nicole Kennedy coming in from Boys and Girls Clubs. And then we'll talk with Neil Sneller, the former Prescott Chamber executive who is heading up marketing for Touchmark. That's a big, beautiful, upscale housing community looming over 69 and Prescott Lakes Parkway. That's coming your way next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2017 SNL PNC Direct Written Premium.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Recent rainfall means plants and trees will be blooming. One of them is the tree of the month, the desert orchid. We're talking trees, taking your questions on tree care and any home improvement or repair questions. Plus, all month, we're focused on functional design in your home. So come by our house. The doors open first thing Saturday morning.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
If you're looking for things to do tonight, I got a couple of great ideas. First of all, if you're kind of getting hungry right now and making dinner plans, well, you can dine deliciously and help a great local cause, because from 4 to 9 tonight at Bill's Grill at 333 South Montezuma in downtown Prescott, 15% of your bill, minus, of course, any alcohol or gift cards, will be donated by Bill's Grill to Heroes and Horses, that wonderful nonprofit that counsels veterans and first responders with equine therapy. In fact, just last week, we had Walt Lynn on the show from Heroes and Horses. He works out there, so make sure you mention Heroes and Horses when you go to Bill's Grill tonight between 4 and 9. Everybody benefits. Tonight is the night for Teddy Roosevelt's return to Prescott. Bully! As Derek Evans stages his The Man in the Arena show at the Prescott Elks Theater at 7 p.m. Call the theater at 777-1370 or go online to PrescottElksTheater.com to see if any tickets remain. And if they do, you can pay cash or charge! Sorry, I've been waiting to use that all week long. That's Teddy Roosevelt, The Man in the Arena. That's tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking to Nicole Kennedy from Boys and Girls Clubs and Neil Sneller from Touchmark on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The winter 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today to read all about Prescott's top providers in the field of medical, health, and wellness, as well as a special weddings and events section. Don't miss the annual photography contest, now in progress, on Facebook. Your photo could be the summer issue cover. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 5th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Phoenix police have announced a suspect has been arrested in connection with a series of explosions in the Northwest Valley over the past few months.
Sergeant Armando Carbajal says 44-year-old Houston Willis is now in custody thanks to help from the public. Willis was pulled over for a traffic stop in January after officers heard an explosion. Bomb Squad Supervisor Sergeant Krista McCarthy says
they could definitely hurt someone if they were picked up or detonated in or around people, they would definitely injure.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The red-hot Arizona Coyotes host the Anaheim Ducks, with the puck dropping at 7 o'clock tonight on KQ&A FM, 95.5 and 99.9. Sunny today, rain arriving overnight through Wednesday night, dangerously windy tomorrow, highs near 63 today and Wednesday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to near 44, with Thursday highs near 58, Friday only 45, with rain and snow showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs today and tomorrow near 71, very windy Wednesday with the same chance for showers tonight and Wednesday, cooling late tonight to near 47, heading for a wet weekend big chill with highs Thursday a windy 67, Friday a rainy 53. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Stay tuned, Q&A will continue after this.
The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop is coming up, and it's packed with fun. You'll have a chance to win 8 rounds of golf at Stone Ridge, raffles and drawings, and even a new car from Lamb Chevrolet. It's all happening April 28th. For more information, call 775-4002. The Prescott Valley Police Foundation's third annual golf tournament and ball drop. Sponsored by Stone Ridge, Prescott Club, Lamb Chevrolet, and News Talk Sports KQ&A.
You don't have to go far to get away. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and always take the scenic route. Peace and quiet. No extra charge. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family, include the grandkids, invite friends, or go solo. Every trip is a perfect perfect trip and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. So stop by today and check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, including deeply discounted models on Red Tag Row. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of the only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Are you ready to retire? Have enough money? Have you thought about a reverse mortgage? Hi, this is Suzanne Cosley, your reverse mortgage specialist, and I'd like to invite you to a reverse mortgage seminar in Prescott Valley for a complete overview on reverse mortgages. Plus, it includes lunch. It's March 13th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Country Bank, 3044 North Glassford Hill Road, Prescott Valley. Call me, Suzanne Cosley, at 928-583-9015 for more details and a free gift for the first 25 people who call.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:31. We have Nicole Kennedy with us. She is the Interim Executive Director at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona. Nicole, first of all, congratulations on your promotion. Our friend Gerald is going on to bigger and better things within Boys and Girls Clubs. He's in Phoenix now, right?
That's right. And thank you, DJ Phone. He's still part of the Boys and Girls Clubs movement. And, you know, he's made some really great things happen here in our community. He's actually still a resident of Prescott, just commuting a few days a week.
And some of the good work you and Gregory, or no, Gerald have done is you can see the good work right with your own eyes at the corner of Robert and Luce Road at Mountain Valley Park, can't you?
That's right, the new Fain Family Branch.
Mm-hmm. How far along is that? It looks to me outside like it's almost ready to open up.
It's very close. We are in all the final detail work right now of putting in the HVAC, the flooring, and the paint. But it's nearing completion, and we'll be announcing a ribbon cutting when we have that exact date, but looking like toward the end of April.
Mm-hmm. You're also talking about building a new playground, correct?
Yes.
Will that be at this new facility or at the older one?
This will be at the Prescott branch, which is the Massey Family branch.
Mm-hmm. And where is that located?
That is at 335 East Aubrey. It's the corner of Aubrey and Alarcon.
Oh, at the end of the road up there, right?
Yeah.
Tell me why you guys need a new playground. I mean, I know you're taking on new clients and everything and new youths every day. Is it expanding that fast for you?
It is. We've actually been on a wait list now for about 4 years.
Wow.
Between both Prescott and Prescott Valley clubs. You know, it ebbs and flows, but consistently, you know, we have to turn away kids, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah. You know, in this area with so many retired people, we, you know, as a retirement mecca, which Money Magazine keeps calling us, that can create kind of a problem sometimes for the kids, because I know some kids complain there's not much to do here. That's going to help a lot, isn't it?
It absolutely will. It'll be a safe, an addition of safe space to play mm-hmm. at the Prescott Club.
So how do you go about designing or asking someone to help design a playground?
Oh, well, this has been a really, really fun process. So, you know, as part of our expansion efforts at both clubs, we had submitted a grant to build a playground at the Prescott Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Fiesta Bowl Charities awarded us with this grant. Now, they partner with a national organization called Kaboom. They are a nonprofit, and they specialize in playground builds. And it's really impressive because they go from dirt to finished playground in one day.
Whoa! In one day?
In one day.
I mean, do they use an atomic bomb and blow up the site and just start filling it back? One day?
Seriously.
What, do they have 90 people come out or what?
It takes a village, yes.
I'm telling you. So describe the playground you guys have in mind.
So the design part was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a collaborative effort between not only some of our community leaders to share their vision for the space, but then most importantly, I feel, is the kids. And they got to come in and work with a Kaboom expert on what their dream of a playground would be.
Mm-hmm. So. And what are some of the things that, you know, there's a natural dichotomy there, what the adults think should be there and what the kids think should be there. What are some of the ideas that got bounced around?
The overreaching consensus among the kids was they wanted a, oh gosh, what do you call it? I can't think of the word now.
Like a bungee?
a zip line. They call it a
zip line.
Yeah, it's not like a zip line that adults would think of, but on a playground, it's a kid-friendly zip line, and almost every single kid asks for that. It's the new hot thing, I guess.
Sure. Well, you know, if it's true that realtors always talk about location, 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 I'm sure the adults in this planning phase were stressing safety, 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 right?
Absolutely, yeah. We want to avoid that as much as possible, and play can always have its risks, but looking for what made the most sense.
So when's the playground supposed to open? Or is it open now?
No, not yet. So this this is coming up this month on Saturday, March 23rd. And we are looking for volunteers because Fiesta Bowl Charities, they're busting up a big group of volunteers from the Valley. But we're looking to match their efforts, actually even bigger possibly than their efforts. So we need about 200 people total to make this happen in a day.
Mm-hmm.
We have an online link, which is kind of weird to share over the radio, but the easiest way would just be to call the office, 776-8686, and we can get you signed up for that day.
So with the new facility opening up at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley, give me an idea how long that's been in the planning phase. How long have you guys had that your eyes on that prize of an extra facility, a larger facility?
Well, it's been a couple of years now. We had originally submitted a request to the town of Prescott Valley for CDGB funding. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so CDGB is the Community Development Block Grant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have heard of that.
Those are funds that they're actually federal funds, but they are shared amongst the nationally amongst different municipalities, and they are to improve infrastructure in communities locally. And so each community has a different budget depending on their size and their needs, and they the cities and towns share those funds with different organizations specifically to help low to moderate income areas.
Yeah.
And since half of our kids that we serve are in that criteria, that's where we become an eligible recipient.
Plus, you've got a great location there because the minute they come out of the center, they're still in a park.
Yes.
I mean, wow, they can have a great day there just in one location, can't they?
It's perfect. And as we were chatting about off air, it's exciting because it's really going to be a true community asset for Prescott Valley. It'll be a place where not only the Northern Arizona Suns will be practicing during the off hours.
That's really cool.
Yeah, but intramural sports, you know, clubs can come in, different people in town, and just take advantage of that space.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to talk about any kind of adult classes or things or anything? Now, this is tricky, though, for the youths, right? The new facility?
Well, during the club hours, yes. It's just for our members. But absolutely, the sky's the limit. I mean, we already have a ladies' workout class that comes in the mornings when the kids are not there. So it's really a space for everybody. You know, that's how we like to partner with the community.
Mm-hmm. You know, not only is it a great location because you have the park right there, but you're right in the middle of a bunch of neighborhoods with families. Mm-hmm. And boy, you're going to have a nice market to choose from.
Absolutely. There's a lot of need in the community.
Mm-hmm. So how did you first get involved with Boys and Girls Clubs?
That's a funny story. I had moved back here. I pretty much grew up in the Prescott area. I moved here when I was 8. And then when I got married, we moved away for about 10 years and came back. I had acquired development experience in Phoenix and some other areas. And Gerald Shostak had approached me and said, hey, I want you to come in and work for me, knowing that I had that background. So I wasn't sure I wanted to go back to work at the time. I had a 2-year-old, but he convinced me. He's pretty convincing.
Yeah. Kids can do that to mom, can't they?
Yeah.
I have dogs doing that for me. So what is the best part about what you're doing now at Boys and Girls Clubs as the interim executive director?
It's really exciting. We're in a good place right now. We've got a really strong board. We have a really strong a team of staff that I'm so glad to work with every day. And just, you know, taking what's already been good and just making it, you know, that much better and learning along the way, you know, more ways of collaborating in the community and new programs and new partnerships.
Tell us about some of the results you see from these kids having a place not only to play sports, but to just to socialize and mingle safely.
It's life-changing. I mean, there are so many stories every single day. You know, we recently had a sibling group that came to us, and, you know, being on and off a wait list, sometimes, you know, you find out later that, you know, somebody's waiting. And so This particular father had been on the wait list, and finally this space opened up, and he shared with us how much it changed his life. Because prior to that, you know, his wife had left him, and he found himself as a single dad. And what do you do with your kids when you're trying to work and support your family? So he enrolled his kids, and they really have been thriving in the clubs. And it's the relationships between their peers and between our staff that really care, and it really does make such a huge difference.
You know, here I was thinking all along, this is such a boon for young people in the area, but it's also a tremendous blessing for the parents, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I have a five-year-old. He's getting ready to start kindergarten, and what do I do when, in the summertime, you know? Yeah.
So how do you see the new playground being utilized after completion?
The new playground is actually going to also be a community asset.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're actually going to be doing is gifting it back to the city of Prescott. It'll be an official, you know, city park, so a play space for all the neighborhood families to come. It'll be, you know, really only one of two downtown parks that we have currently. So so not only a safe place for our kids, but an asset to all the families of Prescott.
Mm-hmm. As I said to Carmen from the Pass Shelters just a few minutes ago, occasionally our listeners will call or email me and ask, how can we help? So if we have a listener who wants to either volunteer with Boys and Girls Clubs or help out financially, how can they do so?
They can do so via a couple of ways. If they want to call the office and just share, you know, what they're looking to do, 776-8686. If they want to find out more about the clubs, they can go to our website at BG for Boys and Girls, CCAZ.org.
And are you eligible for the Arizona tax credit?
We are.
Oh, that'll be nice, won't it?
Yeah.
I wonder, and, you know, we're still in the tax season, aren't we?
We are.
So always keep that in mind, too. Thank you so much for joining us. Nicole, it's such a pleasure to see you rise to the top of the local organization. We know there are great things ahead of you and for the Boys and Girls Clubs. And thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your support. And, DJ, I just wanted to say happy five-year.
Well, thank you. That'll be tomorrow, my fifth anniversary. Thank you. 5 years doing Q&A. Wow, amazing. Stay tuned because we got Neil Sneller coming in from Touchmark in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, KQ&A.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is an excerpt from Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
You've heard me say many times, we've eliminated 900 different diseases in animals with those little pellets and canned dog food with all the vitamins and minerals in it. Well, dogs and canaries and worms and crickets and monkeys and guinea pigs can all get high blood pressure. Cows get high blood pressure. But they don't get it when you give them those little pellets because we have everything in there to prevent the high blood pressure because we don't have insurance to pay for these drugs and surgeries and things. How do you tell a dog, well, you better sign up for a fitness center and take, you know, diuretics and calcium channel blocker? And so if we do what we've done for our animals, we cannot fail. We can eliminate high blood pressure in 90 days if everybody would take all 90 essential nutrients and stay away from the fried foods, stay away from the carbonated drinks, and watch what happens to that high blood pressure.
See Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, live at the Prescott Resort, located at 1500 Highway 69 in Prescott, Thursday, March 7th at 9 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. Admission is free. Reserve your seat at wallachseminars.com or call 844-WALLACH. That's 844-925-5224.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop,
Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always great to have a friend in the studio. We have a familiar face today, and that is Neil Sneller. We got to know Neil real well with the Prescott Chamber for several years. He was also a regular on Talk of the Town, our 4 o'clock show. Neil, nowadays you are beating the drum for a wonderful new upscale housing community that we see every time we go in the area of 69 and Prescott Lakes Parkway, because it's looming from the hilltop. Tell us about Touchmark.
Thank you, DJ, and congratulations on your 5 year.
Thank you.
I actually am celebrating my second year with Touchmark at the ranch, and like you mentioned, had a great run over at the Prescott Chamber with Dave Maurer, who's now enjoying his retirement.
So well, it's always earned.
Yes, always great to be back in the studio. So Touchmark, it's that big, beautiful building that's across the street from Trader Joe's. If you haven't visited us, come up and visit and learn about what we have to offer. But we are an active adult senior living community offering a continuum of care, which means that we have everything from single family homes to luxury style condos, as well as assisted living and early memory care support.
What I like most about it, too, is the fact that people can find out about it just by dining at the Finn, can't they?
That's absolutely right. Yes, yeah, so the Finn is located in our clubhouse. So we have a standalone clubhouse, and the Finn is open to the public. So we have a 7 days a week service for lunch and dinner. And on the weekends, we have a great brunch specials that we run. And so if you haven't tried the Finn, definitely come out and give us a try. We have happy hour specials and a lot going on with incredible views. And now that the weather's starting to warm up, you can sit out on the patio and just look out towards the Bradshaws and watch that snow melt.
And, you know, part of that great view, you have to get up there in the first place. How do you get there from 69?
So a lot of folks know where Discount Tire is. So we're located directly behind there on Lee Boulevard. So at the corner of where Chase Bank is, you just make a left and take the road all the way up, and you'll enjoy some great views and great company.
And you can also stay in shape up there, can't you?
That's right. So we have a health and fitness club that's open to the public, and that's in the lower level of our clubhouse, and that is available for folks 50 and over. And we really have some first-class facilities there, including a lap pool, a nice spa. We can get a massage there. All sorts of classes from stretching to yoga, which are all included in your membership. And then pickleball courts, which, as you know, is the fastest growing sport in America.
Indeed it is.
And, of course, a lot of great pickleball happening here in the area. I've had a chance to play myself. And I played tennis, and so I was kind of like, oh, but once I got on there with some of our residents and got my butt kicked.
Yeah. Now, some of the amenities up there, you've got, the, of course, the three dining options. In addition to the Finn, you have Charlie's Bistro, Bistro, and the Sterling Room, right?
That's correct. And so those are located within our Grand Lodge, which is the big building that everyone sees from the road. And so that has the Charlie's Bistro and Sterling Room. We actually have a salon open to the public as well. And so I just really encourage people, if you haven't seen, to come on up and wander around and take a look and enjoy the views and maybe grab a bite.
And I assume that your residents' pets can have a good time there, too.
Yes. Well, as you know, we are a dog town, so we're definitely pet-friendly. And so we have a dog park right adjacent to our outdoor amphitheater where we host different events, and then a pet wash station, and actually a car washing station as well, and then all sorts of walking paths. And really, the whole idea is to create a whole village.
Now, the idea is open to the public. Now, the Health and Fitness Club, that's open to the public too, right?
Correct. Yep.
Now, do you have to be 50 plus?
That is correct.
Okay. And give me an idea, roughly percentage-wise, if you know this, how many people in the Health and Fitness Club are living there versus the outside community?
So we have about 80 residents currently, and so that they're automatically members of our Health and Fitness Club. That's kind of the bundle of services and amenities that it's included in their monthly service fee. And then we have a couple hundred outside members from the community. And so since it's brand spanking new and just really first class, a lot of folks have been drawn to that, especially folks that live in the area of the ranch or Yavapai Hills, or maybe it's on their commute into work. Of course, we have locker rooms and everything.
Sure. Now, what exactly do you determine to be assisted living?
Yes. So assisted living is a doctor's order. And so it's typically a family and a doctor will work with someone as their needs change. And really, it's no longer safe for someone to live in the home. And so mm-hmm. we do offer that service, which is really a huge need in our area, along with memory care service. And so that's the west wing of our building. And we're getting ready to open that here in April. So we're really excited to offer first-class assisted living and working with some local healthcare providers and getting the word out. So it's if you'd like a tour, definitely come by and see us.
And now, as the now you're the marketing director for Touchmark, correct?
My official title is business development. So I work on helping market locally and a lot of community outreach, and then help with our sales team. And then we actually have some folks that have moved from Scottsdale and Tucson and San Diego, and I'll call on those people.
You must have seen the thought bubble above my head. I was going to ask you where your people are coming from, because I know it's not just Northern Arizona.
So we have about a nice mix of about 50% local and then another 50% from outside the area.
Uh-huh.
So as you know, Prescott is already known and well-known as being a retirement destination.
Sure.
And so many people just visit Prescott naturally looking to retire, and Touchmark's a natural fit for them.
And what kind of price point are we talking about for living at Touchmark?
So very affordable, ranging from $2,800 and going up from there. And really the big point is going to be based on the size and the view. So we have 35 different floor plan options available, everything from a studio, which is about 700 square feet, all the way up to a two-bedroom, two-bath, which can be over 1,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the nice thing about living at Touchmark is you have really an all-inclusive monthly package. That's going to include all your utility bills, no maintenance or upkeep. You'll get brand new state-of-the-art appliances that you don't have to worry about. And then each person will have a credit of $350 that they can spend at our restaurant, along with a hot breakfast every day, a membership to our health and fitness club, and all of our events and activities, and scheduled transportation service throughout the Quad Cities.
And I understand you have almost 90 team members. Are you looking to grow that?
Absolutely. So we are hiring, and I encourage people to go to touchmarkprescott.com, and we're looking for caregivers, housekeepers, servers, seasonal positions for the Finn. So if anyone knows anyone coming back for the summer and wanted just a summer job, and then also some accounting assistants and much more.
Mm-hmm. Neil Snellard, tell us the phone number. We already know about touchmarkprescott.com, the webpage. What's your phone number?
928-632-7800.
What a wonderful idea for luxury living and affordable luxury living at that. And like you said, what a view.
Incredible view. Come check us out.
Very good. Neil Snellard, good to see you again. Thanks for joining us on behalf of Touchmark. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest for you coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.